The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Santino Marella.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best New Show, The Rock.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
Well, I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
baby? See, they do float.
Oh,
look
at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Probably about 2 minutes, but you know, a long season hiatus. We are back on the Rack Extra Total Divas. It is the season premiere, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, we're back. Did you miss us? Not really.
Well, they get us every week, so they can't really miss us, but now they get us with all the Total Divas action, and it's getting hot, it's getting spicy, it's getting crazy.
Ziggle-fied.
Yes, it is. And we're getting into it. We're jumping right into it as we get into it with Total Divas. Season 5, Episode 1, I Can't Stop You, and I'd Be Stupid for Trying. So stupid for trying, said John Cena.
Oh, my. And we are in the nation's capital, D.C., to kick this off.
And look, and I'm John Cena.
With, well, surprise, surprise, John Cena. Oh, we're picking right up where we left off last season with Nikki and Ziggles out in the parking lot, where he's basically telling her, I can give you marriage, I can give you kids, I can give you everything you want. And then he tries to make out with her.
Yeah, like, I'm grown up. I can give you everything you need. I can give you the marriage. I can give you kids.
He can't give her the money.
And she slaps him right across the face, by God. Look who's looking over our shoulder on the bus, John Cena's face. So John Cena's in the ring bellowing, Stardust, dust, dust.
And Nikki is storming off.
Shock of shock, John Cena wins. John Cena wins.
He crushed the dust. And she grabs her sister.
And Bree's like, I was right. And Bree's like, this is why you can't be friends with exes. And here comes Ziggler trying to talk some more. Ziggler is done with Bree at the moment.
I think Bree's done with Ziggler, personally. Oh, now they're going to fix him up.
Ziggler's like, run to John. That's going to fix everything. And hits Locker in frustration. I think he doesn't want to cause drama at work. So let's tell Paige what's going on. You know, why not?
Because that will make sure it stays secret. Let's tell everybody in a hugely busy
intersection of the backstage area. And Paige is excited that she slapped Ziggler.
She kind of wishes she had been there.
Uh-huh. Paige is like, she would have headbutted a bitch, and, you know. Yeah. They're like, oh, he just disrespected John, and yeah, he did.
Well, he disrespected her.
And they're like, don't tell Natty. She'll tell everyone. Don't tell Natty.
Rule number one, never tell Natty.
Never tell Natty anything.
We've all learned this after 5 seasons of the show. Never tell Natty.
Never tell Natty. Never, never, ever.
I wouldn't be yelling that at work. Just a thought.
We're at SmackDown in Milwaukee.
And speak of the devil, there's Natty.
Flipping people off. Apparently she cut someone off. It's Brie and... Is that Rosa?
I believe that's Rosa.
What did she do with her makeup?
She's wearing brighter lipstick than she normally wears.
Doesn't do things for her.
It's different for her. I think she's trying to be more edgy.
Yeah. We're talking about the Divas Revolution with Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and once...
Becky!
And once Sasha Banks.
I want Sasha on this show so bad.
I agree.
She's wearing her eye makeup differently, too.
We're getting a recap of what happened to TJ.
Did she pencil her eyebrows?
Told you. Plus the sun hitting her in a certain way. Is not helping her right now.
She's penciling her eyebrows darker. You can tell they're penciled.
She tried stuff with this look.
She got some thick eyebrows, man.
Because they don't look natural.
No, they're natural. They're just, they're heavily contoured. They look like they've been waxed and then filled in with pencil. Because the thing is they're the natural color of her hair. She's naturally brunette, I think, and, you know, she's...
blonde.
Yeah, she's blonde, so...
Oh, look, it's the New Day, a random New Day interaction with Paige on Total Divas.
What, no trombone?
No trombone.
Aw.
They're talking about how Paige hasn't spoken to Kevin yet, and they're headed back to Japan for Beast from the East. Now we get a little behind the scenes. All the girls have a little drawer for all this stuff.
It's interesting that they don't travel with their gear, that their gear travels on the trucks.
Well, probably for TV. Or it's the extra gear or whatever. I don't know. It's a little thing. Like different shoes or whatever. But now as you bring up, they put out a picture with Cena in the middle of Ziggler and Nikki promoting the Japan show.
Awkward.
Awkward.
Slightly awkward. And now we're at SmackDown. It's starting. And we see Paige and Foxy.
Paige just blowed it. Random information that had no bearing on anything yet.
Yeah. She's not preggers. We see a nice match between Brie and Trinity. I miss Trinity. We're back in Tampa. We see random people working out.
We're at Natty and TJ's. The animals arrive.
I thought you said the animals. I was like, oh god, what else did she get? No, never mind. That would be her parents.
That would be her parents. I said anvils, not animals.
Sorry.
Talking about what surgery TJ needs. Because where they have to go through is someone... Basically, they have to go right to the brainstem for his surgery. On the high point of the vertebrae. Sort of like the Christopher Reeves injury, but I think Reeves snapped his.
Reeves snapped his, and I think the only reason TJ didn't was because his neck is incredibly strong. That's what they said. Because it's actually a fatal injury. It can be.
That's what they just said.
So, because he's in such good shape, he survived.
Yeah. We've now made it to Japan.
Ooh, Beast in the East. What, no footage from the plane?
No footage from the plane.
Godzilla! And there's a kid in a Wyatt shirt. Hey, random Kane! Guy in a creepy Brian mask.
We're doing media interviews. There's a random Kane doing media interviews. Finn Balor, the Total Diva himself.
Finn Balor makes a season 5 debut on Total Divas.
No wonder he was promoting it.
Right? He's on the show. Finn Balor, your next addition to Total Divas. Make it happen.
Nikki and John share a moment, and as Nikki gets ready for the show, we are now signing posters with Paige and Nikki. Nikki's like, I didn't tell John yet. Ziggler and John are tagging on the tour.
Yeah, why don't you wait till, you know, after the tour, you know, when you don't have to make that awkward 23-hour plane ride or whatever it is back to the U.S.?
Yeah.
I think John would do anything, but...
you know. By the way, there's the first, I haven't been proposed to line by Nikki for season 5.
Everyone take a shot. Paige looks really tan. Has she been tanning, or is it just the lighting?
It might be the lighting, and it's the summer when this was probably taped, so...
Was this when she got her spray tan for SummerSlam?
That was for WrestleMania.
Oh, was that for WrestleMania?
Yeah, it was for WrestleMania.
This is when she got her tan. But oh, we're getting real. We're getting Paige and Kevin. We're getting Nikki and Ziggles. No, honey, you want to tell John. You want to tell him that. So, we're off to a roaring start. I see everybody has still not changed their ways from season 4. We're still keeping secrets and lots of drama and everything else. Yay.
This is season 5, nothing has changed, people keep secrets from one another, there's a lot of drama, Nikki hasn't been proposed to.
You know, I have to say this out loud, and I'm going to say it now while we're in commercial, because we don't really have a lot to talk about from that first opening segment, they haven't gotten into it yet, but Nikki, you are a better woman than I am, man. I'm serious. She's hung in there for what? 5 seasons? So I think it's been on for 3 years, 4 years now?
3 years.
3 years. So they've been together probably 4. I think they had just gotten together maybe when the show started.
Probably a year before. I think when she left, 2011. I think that's what
yeah.
it was.
And she came back in 12.
Right when the show was started filming, yeah.
So, yeah, so.
So they've been dating for about 5 years.
Man, she's been holding out. She's been waiting for that ring. Bless her. That's all I gotta say. She's definitely a better woman than I am. I hope she gets it. I really, really, really do.
She's doing pretty.
She's holding out for it.
She's holding out for it, but she's doing pretty well for herself.
Yeah. Oh, she. You know, personally, I think she should, you know, pack him in and go do her own thing, because she's doing good on her own. Her and her sister, they have their whole Bella Empire going on, and I can respect that.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, you don't need him. Go do your thing. Be your own woman.
Right.
That's just me. I got you. Go buy you the house and the fancy car and the fancy diamond ring and, you know, go for it. Women's empowerment. Yeah!
All right. And we're back.
Still in Tokyo for the Tokyo show, Godzilla.
Godzilla.
Godzilla's a total diva. And we have Paige talking to Kevin. She's venturing out in Japan.
All on her own.
Oh, that's awkward. We all know how Paige does when we meet the parents.
She likes the parents. But there's this awkward situation where she doesn't want to get them married. So, yeah. Yeah.
We'll get into that. So we're now in Phoenix with Braniel. I like Bree's skirt. It's cute.
It's nice.
It's short. It's really short.
Now they're talking about John and what's going on overseas, how they're all awkward in Japan. Brian's like, they have a weird relationship in general. He doesn't want the kids in the marriage, but I'll buy you all this stuff. Daniel Bryan.
Brian sees it. Brian gets it.
He does. He sees all the way through it. And he's like, he's sitting there at the table like an old wise man with the long beard and hair.
Wrestling Jesus.
I know.
It's not just a nickname. It's a reality. Because you know what? Brian has nothing but time to sit at home and watch Total Divas.
I know.
The rest of us. I don't know. I'm making that up. I don't think he does.
He doesn't watch. He doesn't watch.
Nah, he doesn't watch. But
They're having a conversation about his future. And Bree's like, you've been given a second chance and to have a healthy second life. And, you know, to him, he's all wrestling all the time. And when he's done wrestling, he's done wrestling. But right now, his mindset is still wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, Brian is a person that started out his life, and this is all he's ever wanted to do. He's never thought of doing anything else or having a second career. He doesn't have a backup plan in case wrestling doesn't work out.
Right.
So it's, you know, to suddenly find yourself injured and unable to compete, well, that's slightly awkward for him, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because now what do I do with my life? And all he wants to do is get back in the ring, so it's got to be very hard for him to have to struggle with that. And, oh. Paige is going to a cat shelter. Aw, look at the kitties. Her cat has an Instagram.
Apparently.
It's a pretty one next door.
It's Alicia Fox on the FaceTime. It smells like cat piss. Natty would love it here.
He would love it here.
He's like, you gotta tell Kevin. Just going by off how the season, you know, the teasers.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I get this feeling Alicia Fox breaks the news to Kevin?
I think it's more than a good feeling.
Okay, because I'm just getting that hunch. By the way, speaking of Alicia Fox, go to WrestlingRateAwards.com and vote for Female Interview of the Year. Ding.
And Seth Rollins Male Interview of the Year. Ding.
And Show of the Year. Ding. WrestlingRateAwards.com.
And now we're at Beast in the East. We see Tamina versus Nikki versus Paige. If you have not watched Beast in the East, go watch it. It's a fabulous show.
Yes, it's on the WWE Network. Go watch it. Beast from the East.
Brock Lesnar murders Kofi. It's terrible and awesome. And terrible.
And there was Finn and Kevin Owens. It was awesome.
Yeah, and Finn and Kevin Owens. Just go watch it for Finn and Kevin Owens. It's epicness.
So Nikki retains. Ziggler's working. Doing something with his arms.
Hey, Kane and Neville. And hey, Hideo.
Hey. I'll watch it backstage.
I think that was John.
Maybe. Probably.
Was Kane watching the chicks walk by? Was it just me?
He was.
Okay. Just making sure.
He's aware of his surroundings.
Okay, so we're back in Arizona with Bree and Daniel, and they're having a little meeting.
With a local person.
Basically, it's an initiative for them to support local businesses.
Right. And they're coming up with, like, these boxes of, you know, different items and stuff.
Brian could care less.
Apparently, the group's called Experience Local. He made jelly. Daniel Bryan's excited. He made jelly.
It's adorable. This is what his life is. Daniel Bryan, the farmer.
While he gardens, his mind always thinks wrestling. No, he may not have that chance ever again.
Bree's like, really? You brought the whole thing down.
Bree's really pushing hard for him to take a new career. Maybe we'll set up an email for Brian, and you can get involved, and we can come up with a box for you. And Daniel Bryan's like,
no.
No, but I'm not, you know, I'm just going to sit here. I'm not sociable.
I'm here because my wife made me be here.
I'm very uncomfortable, but if you want to email me, I can ignore your emails. So
yeah, they're like, oh, we'll make you social. And he's like, no.
No.
Like, you actually see him cringe back. He's like, no. And it's Kane versus Ziggler.
Nikki is going to have a conversation with Nick, a.k.a. Dolph Ziggler, after his match.
Dolph, pull up your pants.
Ziggler thought, you thought that was a scene? I have to apologize for that? What? Oh, he's calling the fact that she's settling. Oh, he's comparing John Cena to a pet fish.
Ouch! And Paige is like peeking around the corner. Paige, don't. Paige, stay out of it. Paige. Paige, don't do it. Don't do the thing. Just stay out of it.
I was like, I'll tell myself. Rather than hear it from me.
This is awkward. This is super awkward.
Yeah.
Oh my, okay, we're getting into that. Alright, well, we'll get to Daniel and Brie in a little bit because, well, that plot is gonna thicken. I think the Nikki and Dolph plot has thickened nicely.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, that is doing pretty well right now. It's getting very thick.
Yeah, very, very thick, where basically Dolph's like, oh, well, you know, I'll tell John. Because Nikki's like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna tell him, I'm not gonna say anything to him about it, and Dolph's like, oh, well, I'll tell him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Which Nikki's like, wait, no, he has to hear it from me.
We'll see about that.
We'll see about that. And I know this is all editing. I know this is all the way they cut it. This isn't the full conversation, but it's, you know, makes it look like I have something to hide. And it's like, well, since you're not going to tell him, aren't you hiding it?
Right.
Like, all you have to do is say, hey, look, I still have feelings for Nikki. I told her, tried to kiss her. She slapped me, said no, and that was the end of it. But I have a feeling that's not what it's going to be. You know, if Dolph did it, I have a feeling Dolph would try to. Yeah. You know.
Spin it. Yeah. He's going to try to spin that one. Things are getting intense is the best way to put it. Intense.
It's kind of interesting that he said she's settling.
Yeah, that's a you know, real nice word, I guess, to not really to use.
Well, he's not the first person to said that.
No.
You know, that's come up quite often in that relationship, you know, just because of the way that it is, because it is an odd relationship.
Right.
You know, where it's not normal, basically, to just live together and not want to get married, not have kids, and just, you know, basically be roommates with benefits. It's not an overly common thing that you see. I'm sure it happens every day. I know it happens every day, but just they've kind of hit this plateau in the relationship, it feels like, and they're not going to go any further, and it's very odd, because it's kind of like, you know, she has settled a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
At this stage for, well, this is all I'm going to get, so this is what I'm going to take, and I'm going to keep kind of pushing that whole marriage thing, but if I don't get it, fine, I'll settle for this and be happy with what I have.
This is true. As we're back from commercial break with Brian and Brie in Arizona.
Kind of interesting she's driving. Brian looks like he would want to be anywhere else but there.
Yeah, he looks exhausted. We think a lot. I mean, I think we think alike. Brian's like, oh, it's a really good concept, but you can just see it on his face. He has no idea, want no part of it.
Yeah, he has no interest. He's just like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, I went because she made me. Because you can just tell by his voice. He's just like, eh.
He doesn't want to hear the lecture right now. You can tell this whole situation is hitting Brian really hard.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is his life.
Yeah.
We said it before, this is all he's ever wanted to do. This is his passion. I can't imagine, you know, waking up one day and somebody saying, oh, well, you can't do art anymore for me.
Right.
Or you can't podcast anymore.
Right.
You know, they've looked at him and said, oh, well, you know, you can't wrestle anymore.
So they're at some place putting their feet.
They're in a nail place getting a fish pedicure.
Okay, then. Oh, look who's here. Dolph Ziggler. Paige.
Paige, you naughty, naughty girl.
So she's gonna put have a fish massage.
No, it's a fish pedicure.
Fish pedicure, I should say, rather, and you know, get them stuck in the water so they can talk. He's in like with Nicole.
This is so incredibly awkward.
Paige is playing middleman at the moment.
Nikki is gonna kill Paige.
Yeah, she's banking on him to change, and she's gonna stay with him no matter what. Apparently Ziggler blew his chance with her years ago. I hope he posted about it on Instagram.
Oh, Dolph is just screwing with her.
What's his advice? Run awkwardly to the ring?
Actually, he kind of does, Nikki.
He runs like a man and lifts heavy things.
Paige is like, this is getting weird. Oh, this is getting so weird. She's enjoying this immensely, but it's getting so weird.
Nikki throws back that Ziggler sounds like a 13-year-old with an Instagram.
Okay. Paige is going to have awkwardness of her own coming up. Okay, all right.
So where do you want to begin?
Well, I think we need to talk about her banking on John Change. Again, this is not anything new. I don't know what to make of that, because how she sees things and how I see things are two entirely different things, obviously. You know, I don't know if I could stay with somebody that long and bank on them to change. Like, expect them, oh, well, you know, if we just stay together long enough, eventually he'll propose to me. And that's why I say she's probably a better woman than I am, because I wouldn't do that, you know? It's like, if he makes clear from the get-go, this isn't what I want. Okay, well, if this isn't what you want, then bye.
Then either bye or you just deal with it. You don't bang on the person to change their mind 10 years down the line.
Yeah, I mean, I applaud her for wanting to stay with him no matter what, because obviously that is a demonstration that she does love him, but I think it taints it a little bit when she's like, well, I'm banking on him to change.
But I'm going to still stay with him no matter what, even if he doesn't.
But I'm going to stay with him no matter what. But I mean, it's like, okay, but that just sort of taints your intentions right there. Like, if you say, you know, okay, well, we got together and yeah, I'd like to get married, but if that doesn't happen, I'm cool with it. That's one thing, you know, I'm going to stay with him no matter what. Okay, cool. That's awesome, dude. That's your choice and I respect it, but it's, oh, well, you know, yeah, we're going to get together and he doesn't even want to get married right now, but I'm going to see if I can work on that and change that and make him change his mind. And I'm going to stay with him no matter what. So is no matter what meaning no matter what, or no matter what meaning until he changes his mind kind of thing. You know, mm-hmm. it's an interesting statement. And again, it's not anything new.
No, it's not, but.
But it's like, okay, well, but it kind of demonstrates that it is a weird relationship. There is something going on that we don't see. You know, and Brian said it's he doesn't want to get married. He doesn't want to have kids, which nothing new, but he buys her shit. You know, he buys her a ton of stuff. And it's almost like he supplements those feelings for her by buying her things.
Which is
that's what it feels like.
Oh, and Daniel Bryan mentioned that. And that's where Daniel Bryan's like, they have a weird relationship.
And every relationship is different. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or indifferent. It's just it's odd.
Yeah.
It's a very, very odd relationship. As we come back to Phoenix with the Danielsons and their cute little house and Josie.
Brian's like, I didn't think I was in charge of doing the checklist. Brian's like, you said I would do something. I never said I would do it. He's now running a booth. She brought him into this because she figured something would be fun to do.
No, you're trying to find him a new career is what you're trying to do.
He's not ready for this new chapter.
He doesn't want it. Here's the thing. WWE tells him no, he'll quit and go back to the indies.
The last thing she wants to do is kill his dream. He's like, don't push me. Now he's pushing her. Don't push me. And now he has her in a submission.
He has her in an armbar.
Had, and now it's like a leg scissors and yeah.
It also looks like he's trying to put her in a chicken wing.
That too.
And now we're in Orlando with Paige.
And Kevin.
Aw, he came to pick her up. Aw, he's such a good fiancé. Aw, that was the most awkward kiss ever.
Uh-huh. He's like, we got some planning to do. Wedding planning. He's like, we'll figure it out. She took off the ring because she doesn't want to lose it.
Well, your hand's too swell on an airplane, in her defense.
And I'll put on when I'm back home.
It's on her anchor. She's got an anchor.
She looks so thrilled to have that ring on her finger.
Oh, this is going to get awkward. Oh, my. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, what's going on right now is Daniel Bryan has a meeting this week, as we're taping this show. He has a meeting with doctors in Pittsburgh, and they're going to tell him his future in wrestling. And what we're seeing tonight on Total Divas is Daniel Bryan mulling over his life choices and, you know, being given the opportunity to do something else, when his mind is completely focused on wrestling. And you can see how hard this has been. Unlike last year, where it was an injury that took him out. You knew he knew he couldn't get in there physically because of the injury he had. And he was trying to find different ways to recover from it. This is so totally different. And you can see it's a totally different mind frame, because this is a head injury and he's been cleared. And now it's on WWE to clear him, but they won't.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it is concussion related. You can tell it's concussion related, and with a concussion, you can, in some cases, you never get better from it. Because the concussion is essentially a bruise to the brain. And some concussions are more severe than others. Nobody really knows how severe it was for the one that took Brian out, but we've talked about this before, that he really didn't do himself any favors by admitting he is concussion prone.
And it's not the one that took him out. It's the cumulative effect.
Yeah. And so it's WWE is hypersensitive to that issue. And it's on their side of it. It's we have to be extremely careful because if we clear you and if something happens to you, we are culpable for it.
Right.
We are responsible. So you know what? It's easier for us to sit you on the sidelines and make sure you're okay, if nothing else to protect you, than it is to let you get back in the ring and have something happen to you.
Right.
And I think Brian understands that, but at the same time, it has to be incredibly frustrating for him because he probably feels fine. He probably feels like he can get back in the ring. We know he's gotten an independent clearance from a doctor outside of the WWE. But the actual WWE doctors will not clear him, so he's going to meet with the head of the wellness policy, like Rock said, to
talk and see what's going on.
Yeah, to figure out what's going on with this, because like I said, you know, if WWE will not clear Brian will go back to the indies.
Once his contract is done, yeah. So, we're now back in Japan.
Wow, that's a lot. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there is. So it's John Cena. I'm kind of curious how what they're calling this. So it's John Cena and Dolph Ziggler versus Kane and Wade Barrett from Beast from the East. Paige left early. Alright, I'm not going to try to figure that out. Logic. Never mind.
No, because Paige was on the entire tour.
Right. Nikki just said
Paige worked this show.
Yeah, we just saw it.
So it's out of sequence.
Yeah. Not too bad. There's the hot tag. John Cena runs wild on Wade Barrett. Here comes the shoulder block. That's one move. Here comes the other one. There's the shoulder block number two. That's the second move. And there's that move number five. The AA. 1, 2, 3. John Cena wins. Hey! Awkward man hugs by Cena and Ziggler as we're back in Tampa with Paige and Kevin.
And we see Paige's cat.
Hey, it's Paige's mom. Makes her totally his debut. Her mother just found out she's engaged and made Paige didn't tell her.
Let her have it, Mom! Let her have it!
When you get engaged, how do you ask you? Was it romantic?
Mother-daughter bonding! Right here!
She's running away from the phone now. Paige
normal
is
mother-daughter. Paige, right there.
Right.
Oh god, here we go. Here we go.
Paige is like, oh my god, we're going through. Do you want a venue? Do you want it outside? Yada, yada, yada. Paige is freaking out.
Just tell him you don't want to get married.
She don't care about being the freaking bride. He's like, don't plan. She's like, don't plan it now.
Oh!
What did she say?
Oh, Jesus!
What
that
did
is
she...
not the way you tell him that!
Did she just say what I thought she just said?
Yes, she did!
You want to tell the people what she just said?
I don't want to be freaking engaged, Kevin.
I thought that's what she said, but I was like, wait, did she really say that?
Yes, she did. Oh, damn, Paige. And he looked like she sent a wrecking ball through him.
She came in like a wrecking ball.
Oh, my God. Oh, that poor, I know it's staged for television, y'all, but that poor man. He needs a hug and a cookie and possibly some booze. Mainly the booze. You know, okay. We talked about this last season, where they're engaged. Mm-hmm. They don't have to get married right away. Clearly, he wants to get married right away.
Well, they're about 8 years apart.
Yeah, so he's in that place where it's, alright, he's gone through that 30 change, where it's, alright, I'm ready to do the adult things, such as get married, have kids, buy a house, buy a car, you know, all that fun, happy stuff. All the adult things. Paige is 22, 23. She's still out on her own. She's enjoying success. She's just having a good time, being herself, being out on her own. So for her, she's finally hit it big. She's really only in her second year on the main roster, if you think about it. So she's just now kind of coming into her own. She's just now feeling herself, you know, comfortable on the main roster. And in her mind, she probably has a good 10 to 15 years on the main roster in WWE if she does her whole career there.
Yeah.
Before she really has to, you know, consider about retiring, and that's if she retires in her 30s. You know, Paige could be someone that stays there well into her 40s. 50s. However long she wants to stay, she could be a lifer. You never know. But it's, they're in two different places in their lives. But it's something of, if she looked at him and said, hey, I love you, but I don't want to get married just yet, because I'm not ready to get married just yet. I honestly think he would respect that.
Yeah.
I mean, it would suck. It would hurt. There's no question. But here's the thing. If she goes ahead with it and she lies to him about it, what's going to happen when they do get married and eventually get divorced? It's going to get really ugly.
And now, what's the reaction? He's like, what?
Oh, I feel so bad for him right now.
She's like, I felt like a lot of pressure was there. She liked how things were. He's like, this is, you should have said, you don't want to get married, and she wants to be in this relationship. He's like, you would never have lost me, so. But now it's really awkward.
But she may have just lost him. That's the thing.
Well, they hug, they smile, and yeah.
But see,
there's going, it may be happy, you know, all happy-go-lucky right now, but there's underlying tension there. You can see it.
Oh, you can tell. She just, like, imploded his whole world.
Oh, yeah.
And we're out with Nikki and John on a dinner date. That's a whole lot of boob. I'm sorry I keep saying that, but I mean, it just, yowza.
Nikki has a whole lot of boob. It's very evident. She's very proud of the purchase she made. They're right there.
And she's not wearing a bra. Oh, God, she's going to tell him.
In Japan.
That's going to be an awkward plane ride. Oh, wait, he flew back on his own, didn't he?
No. You're like, what's going on? And now she's like, he said he wanted to have kids with me and get married. And they dude asked for, you want tea or anything? And, you know, keep the line here. This is about to get interesting.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. It's a...
Oh, my, we're almost at the end. Oh, my. But we don't have long because it's going to cut right back. I think we should wait on talking about Kevin and Paige because, well, this is usually a short break, but just to kind of finish off that point, he would have respected that. Her saying, I don't want to get married right now. And like you said, there's tension there. There's tension.
Yeah. So we have a minute to kind of spare. Tommy Dreamer just tweeted, I want to know who your favorite total diva, who is your favorite total divas of all time? Mine is Mark Carano. I hope he gets a spinoff like I Am Kate. Hashtag total divas.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, Dreamer. Bless you. Bless you so much.
And another one, back to the awkward dinner date or whatever from earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not the dinner date, but the pedicure, right?
Yeah.
So, WWE Universe put out, it wasn't the pedicure. WWE Universe put out Date Night is Getting Serious for Brie and Daniel Bryan. And then she did, like, a smiley, crying face or whatever, or something like that, emoticon. Talking about basically how intense it was. Ethan Carter III replied, yeah, but is it this intense? And he put out a video from the, NXT awkward dinner date with Daniel Bryan and Derek Bateman with the Bella Twins.
Thank you, EC3. Thank you.
Thank you for reminding us of that fact. So just wanted to throw those things out there as we're getting ready to come back from break. As we pick up with John Cena and Nikki Bella at their dinner date.
Because this is just slightly awkward.
Cena's reaction is just priceless. Like, really? Oh. I love you. You know that. If you feel there's a connection there, you... He's not going to challenge him to a duel with him with a white glove or anything. Like, what can I do?
Propose to her, you idiot.
He's like, here's to you. You still got it.
What?
What is going on?
I think my... Why is Anvil wearing a cat mask?
I don't know.
Okay.
Did she just say he'll marry her butt? Okay, then. Yeah. It's going to be a wild season. It's going to be a wild season.
To talk about Kevin and Paige for a second, because we kind of didn't get to wrap that up. You know, like we were saying, Kevin's a grown man. It would hurt, but ultimately it is her choice. This isn't the 1400s where he can force her into marriage.
Right.
She's a grown woman. He's treating her as a grown woman. He asked her to marry him as such, and it's her right to say yes or no. You know, it's something of if she wasn't ready, she should have said so. And he would have respected it. It would have hurt, and he would have been hurt. But I think he would have, you know, obviously, clearly, he would have respected that choice. of, hey, you know, look, I love you. I want to be with you, but I'm not ready to get married yet.
Right.
Maybe in a few years. It's like, I want to be with you. I want to get married. Just not right now kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you really have to say. You talk about it. You, once again, the theme of the season, communication. Another one of those. But yeah, so I think we need to talk about Nikki and John.
Okay. And talk about it.
That reaction. You know, this is the woman you claim that you're madly in love with, and I understand, again, this is not the 1400s. He's not going to challenge Ziggler to a duel. But you would think that if a man, you know, especially your girlfriend's ex, walks up to her and says, well, you're not happy. You're clearly not happy. I can give you everything you want. You just have to leave him to do it. And she tells you that. One, you're not the least bit angry about it. And two, you encourage her to pursue it. Which, okay, I respect it. You know, if there's, you know, like he said, if there's a connection there, I'm not going to stop you. But he's not willing to even figuratively fight for her.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's, okay, you want to go? There's a door. Like, this is the woman you're supposedly madly in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know what to do with that reaction. I don't think she knew what to do with that reaction. You know?
It's
What? Where he's like, well, you know, what do you want me to do about it?
Both reactions were weird. You know? I don't know. It was just awkward. It really was. You know, like, I would have been mad and reacted totally different than John Cena did.
Yeah. I mean, I would have been more upset about Dolph than I would have been about, you know, Nikki, because it's like, hey, I pushed him away. I said, no, well, that's great for you, but, you know, this is a problem that clearly, you know, is the problem resolved or isn't the problem resolved? Is he going to make another pass at it? Do I need to do something about it, or do you have it?
Right.
Because I think what bothers me, and I know, again, this is all editing, and this is all, we see what we're allowed to see, and that's it, is, you know, Cena says, well, I treat you like a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes and no. The word I would not use is grown woman for the way he kind of treats her.
Right, yeah.
There are a few other words. I'm not going to say them because I don't want to insult her. But it's just the way that he... And again, this is only what we're allowed to see. He could be extremely affectionate when the cameras are off. But when the cameras are on, he's very distant and cold.
Yeah, he is.
I think the most open I've ever seen him is when he got completely plastered that one episode.
Yeah, that was more
and that's
natural.
The most fun John Cena's been on the show.
Oh yeah.
And I get it. He's the company guy. You know, he's on 24/7, so when the cameras are on, he's got to be, you know, he can't say anything, he can't do anything, so it could be that, you know, it's, oh, hey, Dolph made a pass at me, and Cena's got to be cool with it.
Right.
Because he's the company man. It's, well, okay, Dolph made a pass at my girlfriend. I'm not going to get mad on camera.
I just can't get mad.
I'm not going to get mad.
I can't get mad. I won't get mad because I have to be a certain person, you know?
But it's a very, very odd reaction. Even she was like, what?
Yeah.
Kind of weird. So a rip-roaring first episode. Do we have any other thoughts on that or?
No, I'm just looking forward to next week because all the drama is still going to continue as the clips we just saw going in out of the show. It's going to be a wild season, and it looks like the word marriage is thrown around a bit in this one, and we may get a John Cena, Nikki Bella marriage, but there's a stip involved.
Oh, I would bet there's a lot of stips involved. I have a funny feeling he's going to bend on the marriage, maybe, but it's going to be, you know, okay, well, I'll marry you, but no kids. At least no kids yet.
Right.
Or you have to sign the prenup, or because he put a pretty heavy-duty prenup on his first wife. I would not be the least bit surprised if he doesn't put a heavy-duty prenup on Nikki Bella, and that's if they even get married. Because, you know, marriage does change things.
Oh, yeah.
It does change things. It's just a piece of paper and a set of rings, but the way the relationship dynamic can work can change. And we all know that it's basically his way or the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And while he has bent for Nikki a little bit, it would be interesting to see that if they become if they get married, how much more he would bend for her, or if he would kind of bend back and have that expectation of, okay, well, I gave you the marriage. That's it.
Right.
That's as far as we're going with this.
Yeah.
And from now on, this is what we're going to do. I would be curious how that would work. Not that I think he's that black and white or tyrannical or anything, but just seems that way sometimes. Maybe.
I would agree with you. I would definitely agree.
But I think that does it for season 5, episode 1. What do you think?
I say so too.
All right, well, thanks everybody for joining us. We will be back next week with episode 2. Like we said, it's going to be a rip-roaring of a season, so you don't want to miss any episodes. You can tune in every week as we sit here, we watch the show, we comment, we joke, we laugh, and we gasp in horror as somebody says something incredibly stupid.
Yeah, and we should remind you, go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com, vote for us for Show of the Year, Male Interview of the Year with Seth Rollins, and Female Interview of the Year with Miss Alicia Fox. WrestlingRadioAwards.com, vote once a day, midnight to midnight, is considered one day.
So until next week, he's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and you've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll see you later. Bye!